the world cannot put meaningless pieces of paper and meaningless MOUs in their gas tanks. They need real energy that comes out of our ground. Now, the Prime Minister said he wants to keep it in the ground, and yet today we had the hilarious spectacle of the Liberal Natural Resource Minister saying Canada will do what it can to help with its stockpiles for the current energy shortage. Our stockpiles are zero, Mr. Speaker. So will the Prime Minister flip-flop again, adopt my policy that we should have a strategic oil and mineral reserve so that we can supply the world in the future?
Speaker, there's many policies of the member opposite I will not adopt. One of them is flip-flopping, jumping around, searching for ridings every election. The second thing I will not adopt.
Mr. Speaker, sometimes he makes it too easy. Today we have zero oil stockpiles. We have a strategic maple syrup stockpile, Mr. Speaker, which the Prime Minister could use to put maple syrup on the pancakes that he flip-flops on. But, Mr. Speaker, we don't have any oil to supply to the world in the time of this crisis. Will he reverse the anti-development policies that he has supported in his, that has come from the previous Liberal government in order to unlock our production, power the world, and the paychecks here at home? Yeah.